You're listening to the Contemporary Music Centre podcast. For more information, visit www.cmc.ie. This month's podcast features a short documentary on CMC's Culture Night event, which was held on Friday the 25th of September 2009.
Jonathan Angle. I'm a composer and lecturer. I lecture in electroacoustic composition and music technology down in the Royal Irish Academy of Music. And I put together the installation for Culture Night using three iPod touches to control the room.
I'm Brian Bridges and I created the Courtyard installation for Culture Night here at the Contemporary Music Centre.
My name is Brian Sullivan and I'm a designer, creative technologist and a composer based in Dublin.
Initially, the idea kind of stems from this idea of using technology beyond what it's supposed to do. The perfectly feasible one, and the one that's been around for many years now, is keyboard. I don't play keyboard. I don't play piano. So there's no point in me getting a piano and trying to do all that kind of stuff. It's not entirely natural to me. So here is a device that I could use to control music how I want it. Also, the beauty of that is I can customize that to how I want. A piano, you have a key, you push that key down, something happens. Whereas I'm completely open to do what I want with this interface. I can design it in any way I want. Available. That, you know, I'm putting it to different uses it wasn't really intended for.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
That I'm adapting it. I'm evolving it.
That's a great job.
I'm hoping that over the night, people, once they realize kind of what it does, people do start to play around with it, and it starts cohesively coming together. And people, I really hope that people start listening to what one another is doing. So whoever's working drums and whoever's working the melodic elements and whoever's kind of controlling the whole ambience of the lights, that they literally start to listen to one another. It's part of the reason that we also face them all around. They literally have to look at one another. It's like the eye contact of that you'd have in some sort of ensemble. So they will hopefully all listen and perform accordingly. People see it and they're a little bit tentative at first. You know, okay, well, everyone's tentative when it comes to audience participation. So you kind of draw them forth. And with, you know, a little bit of explanation, they start to get it, and they realize there's a lot behind it, and there's a lot that they can start doing. And people are all moving around. They use one and they go, okay, and they explore it all and they move around. Everyone is kind of, they want to try all three. They're not kind of going, okay, I see that does that, this does this, it's very nice. And they step back, they kind of go, okay, well, that person's moving on now. I'm going to go over to that one because I want to see what that one does now as well.
It's so nice. This is the best.
Because musically, it's perhaps not immediately obvious what it does. And part of that ambiguity of what's on screen to what you can create intrigues them and lets them start to kind of explore what this visual interface is going to do for them. Always going to find a difference between how older people and younger people react. Thus is child wonderment. Children have no qualms about jumping in there and pushing buttons and doing it as much as they want and seeing what'll happen. The first one, the kids will always start with the lights, I've noticed, because they have that really immediate one. They can see it right there in front of them, the lights changing, and then they start discovering the musical ones, and yes, they will dive right in. The older people will be a bit more cautious, they'll stand back a bit. They kind of want you to tell them what they should do with a little bit of direction. The kids just go straight in there.
The installation is a drone-based installation presented over multiple speakers. As the audience wanders around the room, they will get a different perspective on the tones and the harmonies and dissonances within the installation. I expect that people will move around the space and really explore the sound in that direct embodied way through their movements, be they large or small throughout the space. They will hear quite a striking change in perspective on the piece, on the drones that make up the piece. The question of site-specific and installation work is something that I'm really moving into now a little bit more. My main interests up until now have been microtonal music, some music that uses very, very small changes in pitch for instruments, and on the other hand, electroacoustic music, music for electronics that's presented over multiple speakers. I suppose the coming of the installation work is based on experience in electroacoustic concerts, maybe feeling slightly uncomfortable with the restrictions placed on the audience in traditional electroacoustic concerts, where they have to sit quietly in a well-behaved fashion in one particular location with one particular perspective and don't have the chance to really explore the piece in space. I've used a fairly simple synthesis technique called additive synthesis. So I've basically sculpted the sound from scratch, creating the sound from simpler sounds, the pure tones, the purest tones that we have, sine waves. And I've done that in a piece of software called C-Sound, which is just a simple little programming language for making synthesized sound.
I suppose my role in this was in the initial planning stages, putting together the proposals and trying to come up with what would work here, and then as kind of a project manager and making sure that everything was moving along and people were happy with what they were working on, and helping wherever I could, and down to things like tying up speakers to ventilation grills at 5:30 today. So a bit of everything.
I'm Eve O'Kelly, and I'm the director of the centre here, and this is Culture Night, and it's a very exciting evening for us because we throw open the doors and everyone comes in, and we're normally quite a backroom operation in a way. We're a development organisation. We don't often have the opportunity to show people actually what the centre here is for, and it's really just our way of showing people what we're for, because a lot of what we do is supporting composers, supporting new ideas, the development of new music, and these really are sort of samplers on, I suppose, a manageable, smallish scale where the public can just really understand what contemporary music is all about.
I think what's really interesting about this event is that it seems to be the coming together of two different worlds, I suppose, for want of a better term, that of contemporary music and that of kind of creative technology, especially in terms of Jonathan's installation. And I think there's an element of the kind of things that Jonathan's doing with his iPhones and iPod touches, that there is a large audience for that kind of thing already. So I would imagine that maybe some people who would see this event in the programme for Culture Night would come along on the strength of that, and hopefully then they'd be exposed to something that they may not have known about otherwise.
Well, I'm very happy with how it went tonight. It seemed to be quite a genuine degree of engagement from a lot of people. A lot of people experimented with their positions in the courtyard, and some even found their favourite little positions in the drones, and played with them quite extensively. So definitely quite happy with the level of interest and the level of engagement that was generated here in Culture Night.
Well, it went incredibly well. Over 700 people in at this stage. We still have another, 15 or 20 minutes to go before we finish out, and they seem to be really enjoying themselves, reacting with each of the devices and moving around each of the devices to find out what each one does. And we've had some really great kind of mixtures of music coming out, so it's been fabulous. There goes my phone. Hello.
You're listening to the Contemporary Music Centre podcast. For more information, visit www.cmc.ie.